कुछ तो करो ना कि औरत को कहीं तो किसी जगह पे एक ऐसा चेहरा दो कि उसको देख के इंसान खुश हो, क्योंकि हमारे माशरे में हमारी औरतें कम काम नहीं कर रही हैं, हमारे माशरे में हमारी औरतें हर तरह की पार्टिसिपेशन दे रही हैं, पर जब हमारे मीडिया में ये पोर्ट्रेल नहीं होता ना, तो फिर खलील रहमान जैसे बंदे पे लिटरली फिर तप ही चढ़ती है।
अस्सलाम वालेकुम एंड हेलो एवरीबॉडी, थैंक यू फॉर ट्यूनिंग इन वंस अगेन टू द पॉपकॉर्न पॉडकास्ट एपिसोड नंबर 48। फॉर दिस एपिसोड यू नीड टू थिंग्स, familiarity with Pakistani dramas and a grasp of Urglish, that is Urdu and English. This one is a group discussion all about Pakistani dramas, and it is part one of a two-part discussion. As you can probably tell by now, we are starting to introduce more multi-part series. They tend to do pretty well. We have three very enthusiastic drama watching guests with us for this episode, along with myself, your host Habib Ahmed, and our guests are very excited to be part of this discussion, to share their viewpoints about Pakistani media, about Mere Paas Tum Ho specifically, and many other things like women's rights, for example. Our main focus was to discuss Mere Paas Tum Ho, the Pakistani drama which actually recently finished as of this recording, but we dive into many other topics as well and other controversies in our media. So our three guests today are Myra Shafiq, Manahil Shafiq, and Hamza Farooq. Hamza is a returning guest and first appeared on episode number 41 called Sea View in Miami.
तो मेरा नाम हमजा फारूक है, मायमी में रहता हूँ। पैदा ही वगैरह मायमी में हुआ था, मेरी अम्मी जो है वो कराची की हैं और अब्बा जो है वो लाहौर के, लेकिन काफ़ी क्लोज कनेक्शन रहता है पाकिस्तान से। जब बचपन में मतलब जाते रहते थे हर साल या ऑलमोस्ट एवरी सिंगल ईयर।
Myra and Manahil are both sisters and both new guests on the podcast. Myra is living in Germany. Here's a little bit about her.
So my name is Myra and I'm basically from Pakistan, and then I married my husband and I moved to Germany. I did software engineering and right now I'm working as a web designer and developer, and that's about it about my life.
Manahil is living in the UK and here's a little bit about her.
So I'm Manahil and I am from Pakistan and I'm doing my master's from Cardiff University, and my master's is in international public relation and global communication. As we're going to discuss, our industry is in desperate need of a PR manager, and I think I can be the one.
Now that we have introduced our three guests, we kick off our conversation with an icebreaker. Have you guys been watching dramas before? We'll go one by one. Or is this the first drama that you really, you know, that really kind of brought you onto the Pakistani drama scene? Because that was the case for me. I mean, I've seen some dramas before in the past, but I didn't really get into them, and same for my wife, until we started hearing more about this one, Mere Paas Tum Ho. And then we kind of started binging a lot of these other shows around the same time. I would say my top two or three dramas that I've seen so far are definitely this one. I also really liked Cheekh with Saba Qamar. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And right. I also really liked Udari. I think that's most people's, one of their top five, so, or whatever.
What was the first drama that actually kind of got you into watching Pakistani dramas? Well, like, drama tha ki, haan, yaar, Pakistani drama. Yehi wala tha. Yeh mere paas tum ho. Mere paas tum ho.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Because log iske baare mein baate kar rahe the. And then, my wife and I, we were both just curious. We're like, okay, let's give this a shot. And then suddenly we started binging all of them. A lot of them, you know. But this one's the one that kind of started it for us.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so yeah, now you, Hamza, you can go.
Yeah, for me, I mean, bachpan se dekhte hue, I don't unkahi dekha tha maine, bachpan mein unkahi dekhta tha main, aur kafi wo jo kafi purane drama nahi hote, old school drama jo 80s mein aate the, 90s wagaira mein PTV pe jo chalte the, and for Baba Charlie bhi hai, unkahi wagaira, to unse kafi matlab shock raha tha Pakistani drama ka, lekin beech mein maine shayad itna hi dekha, I didn't watch it as much in the like, you know, like for like 5-10 years maybe I didn't watch it as much, but I would keep, you know, keep track as to what dramas were actually, you know, popular. And you know, my mom would watch on TV, so I would just cross by and just ask her what kaunsa drama dekhni hai, phir wo batati ki ye drama chal raha hai, ye wo chal raha hai. But no drama was actually as popular, I would say, as Humsafar or as Mere Paas Tum Ho, as this one, because the ones that got so much craze, you know, that makes even the casual people even kind of just want to get into it. So, but yeah, I mean, I started watching dramas, like with Pakistani dramas, for way when I was young. So
for me, the first drama that I started watching was the first drama that I would really say that, like, was that jisne meri zindagi ghuma di thi, wo Alpha Bravo Charlie tha. Uske baad obviously we had Dhuaan, aur wo bachpan mein aate the na, chote chote drama, wo drone wale drama bhi hote the, but like Alpha Bravo Charlie, Dhuaan ho gaya, 50-50 ho gaya, ye wale drama the jo acche lagte the bachpan se dekhte the. Like if you talk about like बड़े होके कौन सा ड्रामा अच्छा लगना शुरू हो गया, तो लिटरली मैंने बीच में पाकिस्तानी ड्रामे देखना छोड़ दिए थे, बिकॉज आई कुड नॉट, यू नो, टॉलरेट के उसके अंदर होता क्या रहता है, लाइक बिकॉज for me it was all the same, ek hi story baar baar repeat hoti thi. But then Hamsafar and then Man Mayal and Udari, they came, and you know, that was like, I think that was revolution. Aur uske baad se it's again going downhill for me.
Yeah, so you think that was kind of like the climax, like the peak.
The peak, you know, hum log like pahunch gaye the wahan pe. We had reached Nirvana, and then uske baad se we were like, acha ab kya karne, chalo wapas usi story pe aa jate hain, shaadi shaadi shaadi. I think that was like, mere liye wo teen drama bahut important the meri zindagi ke, main bahut khush thi un dramas ko dekh ke.
Aur zyadatar hamare drama jo hote hain na, wo zyadatar unki shaadi ke mamle mein hote hain ki ha us bahu aa gayi hai, us saas se jhagda hai aur ye hai wo hai. I mean, it's like it always revolves around that. So I mean, and in this situation, this drama too, it revolved around shaadi as well, about like a broken marriage. But it was a little different because there was no usme koi saas nahi thi, usme matlab bas mia biwi ke matlab jo internal masle the wo samne aa rahe the. But you know, I think it's always interesting because you know, we kind of always focus on shaadi and how big of a, you know, impact that has, you know, as us and even in our culture too. It's a very big thing. So which is kind of why, you know, a lot of these dramas focus on shaadi and all that as well.
Yeah.
They don't really go outside, you know, they don't really think, I mean, our directors don't really think outside the box about what to create other than that. Because I think hamari awam jo hai inhi cheezon se khush hai. Matlab hamari awam jo hai inhi cheezon se khush ho jati hai. Kya bas wo saas bahu ke jhagde hain aur ye aur hai wo aur hai to usi cheez se khush ho jate hain.
Yehi masla hai na. Yeah. But maybe yehi, this is just to really frustrate me too. Ke hum kyun nahi, you know, why can't we make stuff like Breaking Bad, yeah, Game of Thrones, or, you know, something different, a little bit more adventurous, a little bit more daring outside of the house. Lekin, like you kind of mentioned, market khush hai. You know, the market is pretty happy the way the dramas are going right now. And then, they have to kind of cater more towards a household audience because that's kind of still the culture.
Ye bhi ek acha point hai ki hamara jo culture hai, it's very collectivistic, right? So as compared to Western culture, which is very individualistic. So you always have to make a show that's very family-oriented. Taki saari jo family hai, wo saare dekhe milke. ताकि हर चीज जो है वो मतलब वो फैमिली फ्रेंडली हो. लेकिन इस ड्रामे में भी कुछ चीजें थी जो काफी इतनी फैमिली फ्रेंडली I would not recommend my kids to watch this drama at all until they're like probably like 15 or 14, 15 years old. Maybe they want, they can actually understand it. But the younger age, no. This is a topic thoda bold. It's a very bold topic as to what they actually brought up. So especially in regards to you know, our culture, there was a lot of controversial things. I would say the one controversial thing that probably was that usne talak le li Danish se. Mehvish ne talak le li Danish se. Lekin wo Shevar ke saath baghair nikah kiye hue reh rahi.
Yeah.
Like, come on now. Like, that was a kind of like, oh my God. That was like, if as a Pakistani, you're like, WTF.
In Pakistan. It cannot happen in Pakistan. You have neighbors, you have people in office, you have a lot of people. She's going outside, she's getting dressed, she's buying things. Everybody knows who's paying for it. How they cannot they know that she's living with him in a live-in relationship and not say anything? It was unrealistic also. But at the same time, as you said, it was very bold. And I kind of am also proud about it that, okay, at least they're taking a little bold steps, but that too, they're aurat ke kandhe pe rakke bandook chala rahe hain. If they want to take up a bold topic, they also want people to blame the woman for it.
Actually, let's go ahead and answer that first question, Myra. Aapki baari nahi mili thi aapko. So yeah, go ahead and answer that and then we'll continue.
Yeah, so Pakistani dramas I watched since I was a kid. I think when I was young, tab to nahi bilkul bhi, but when I came in my college or something, then I started watching the dramas. Usse pehle padhai and parents and everything, not allowed, study, baitho cartoon dekho, all that things going around you and you play a lot, you don't watch TV at that age. But I think for me, it also started with Alpha Bravo Charlie. That is still love for me. It's in bad quality in YouTube, but I would still sit and watch the drama nonstop. And my husband is not, he's half Pakistani, na, so he's a German, doesn't know Urdu also. So I begged him to watch this drama. And I said, like, this is, my father is from army. This is my culture. Please look at this. Ek dafa dekho isko. But he says it's in such a bad quality, I cannot understand. But that is for me, just love. And then Sunhere Din, it's also one of the best dramas for me. And then uske baad family front is this is tarah ki 50-50 Jatt bond and Jatt and bond. So these are the dramas, but I also felt that at that time ye dramas jo the inke liye the people स्पेशली यूज टू कम होम सिट एंड वॉच दिस ड्रामा कि सैटरडे को लगना है तो हम देखेंगे बैठ के ना समथिंग लाइक दैट एंड आफ्टर एजेस आई थिंक कि मेरे पास तुम होके लिए पीपल एक्चुअली बॉट 800 का टिकट एंड वेंट टू द सिनेमा टू वॉच द फाइनल एपिसोड इवन दो सम पीपल विल से इट्स अ बैड एंडिंग बट दे बॉट द टिकट एंड दे वॉच्ड इट दे मार्केटेड इट सो वेल एंड आई ऑल्सो वन ऑफ माई फेवरेट ड्रामाज इज शहरेज़ाद आई लव दैट ड्रामा इट्स सो इट इज It is also an eye opener for a lot of people, like it is for me. Like I don't go on and buy a lot of stuff because मुझे हमेशा वो dialogue याद आता है कि ये इसराफ है चीजों का ज़्यादा चीजें खरीदना like ज़्यादा चीजें नहीं खरीदनी ये इसराफ है ये है. So I feel like these dramas which makes you stick to the reality is also very important. So yeah, I have a lot of dramas. यकीन का सफर Udari, as you said, Manmayal, I did not like at all. I'm sorry. I hated that she's always crying. I'm like, stop crying. And Hiramani is also, I'm not a big fan. She's always crying. And my husband is like, why are you watching this? She's always crying. I'm like, I hate her. She's crying. Mere ghar mein manusiyat aa gayi iski wajah se.
अच्छा मैंने खास तौर पर नोट किया कि एयरवाई के जो ड्रामोज होते हैं ना वो इतने कुछ चलते नहीं है हम टीवी के ज्यादा चलते रहते हैं क्योंकि हम सफर भी हम टीवी पे आया हुआ था और जो सारे जितने भी सारे बड़े ड्रामे थे मेरे ख्याल से एक बीच में आया था उसका नाम बोल रहा हूँ मैं क्या नाम था जिसमें सनम सईद थी और सायरा शेरोज थी इस वक्त दिमाग से निकल गया मताए जान भी एक था जो बीच में हम सफर में जो टीवी पे जिंदगी गुजारे हाँ वो ड्रामा था तो ज्यादातर ये ड्रामा जो हम टीवी पे आता लेकिन एयरवाई ने बहुत अरसे के बाद कोई अच्छा सा ड्रामा बनाया होगा जो बंदा देखता ही रह जाए ठीक है ना बहुत अरसे के बाद जो क्योंकि ज्यादातर ड्रामे जो थे वो ज्यादातर फेमस ड्रामे जो थे वो ज्यादातर हम टीवी पे आते हम टीवी वाज एक्चुअली नोन फॉर द ड्रामास एयरवाई एंड जियो ड्रामास दे आर नॉट रियली दैट वेल नोन यू नो वो बस आ रहे हैं वो टीवी पे आ रहे हैं दे जस्ट देयर फॉर वैरायटी यू नो
बट यू नो एक सटल चीज जो मैंने गौर किया ना इज माय वाइफ शी एक्चुअली प्रेफर्स एयरवाई और उसकी वजह ये है कि यूट्यूब पे जो वीडियोस जो डालते हैं ना एयरवाई और हम टीवी वाले or Geo News.
Best quality.
ARY actually, well, the quality is one thing, but then also ARY need subtitles niche likhe hote hain, captions in English. And my wife, she understands Urdu, lekin itni achhi usko samajh nahi aati, toh she really appreciates those subtitles, and that makes a big difference. Khair, ab toh ARY ne pata nahi kyun America mein block kar diye all their videos, they took them off for us, at least in the US, so we can't watch any of their dramas anymore.
The reason why they actually blocked it was because they wanted to get all the ratings on ARY, the USA channel. That's why they actually blocked it. So if you get ARY through Dish Network, which is the satellite provider here, then you probably have to, they wanted you to watch it there so they can get more ratings. Yeah. They want to get more ratings on there. So yeah. It kind of made some more sense. Lekin uske bhi maine koi jugaad nikali thi, wo Dailymotion pe aa raha tha dekhte, aaram se dekhne tha.
Haan, Dailymotion pe log upload kar rahe hain. That's what we resorted to as well, but it makes it really difficult.
Yeah, and ARY got a little pagal also after making this. Mere paas tum ho, the CEO actually said ke, मेरे पास तुम हो इज एग्जैक्टली लाइक गेम ऑफ थ्रोन्स उसकी पॉपुलैरिटी जो है
हाँ हाँ ये इसने स्टेटमेंट दी थी कि इट्स बिगर देन गेम ऑफ थ्रोन्स
या दोस स्टैटिस्टिक्स वर सो स्क्यूड आई वाज लाइक हाउ इज दिस इवन पॉसिबल व्हाट आर यू सेइंग प्लीज स्टॉप
नो आई रेड इट आई एक्चुअली थॉट दैट इट्स ट्रू बिकॉज मैंगो बस और सम दिस काइंड ऑफ वेबसाइट दे एक्चुअली सेड दैट IMDb पे मेरे पास तुम हो इज रेटेड हायर देन गेम ऑफ थ्रोन्स एंड आई एक्चुअली
It is. I mean, I think I read that somewhere too, and I even looked it up. Like, it was higher rating.
Yeah, keep in mind the sample size too makes a big difference, right? आप कहीं कहीं dramas को देख सकते हैं. Like, probably a lot of niche shows have higher ratings than Game of Thrones or a lot of other shows on IMDb. लेकिन आप वो भी देखें कि ratings कितने लोगों ने डाली हैं, right?
Yeah.
अगर आप, for example, कोई product को देख रहे हैं internet पे. And there's a one product that has 5 stars, lekin ek hi bande ne review dala hai. Aur dusre product ke paas 4.5 stars hai, lekin 20 logon ne review dala hai, right? I would trust the second product a little bit more, just because there's it went through a lot more reviews. So you have to look at it a little bit more critically. But yeah, I mean, point taken, it's still a good show, obviously. But they did try to hype it up a lot. ARY, I think, got a little complacent or a little overconfident. Ke yaar, hum toh bahut hi bade nikle hain.
बहुत बड़े निकल गए हैं एक ड्रामा निकल गया बहुत बड़े
रीजन ब्लॉक कर देते हैं ये एग्जैक्टली
एंडिंग में अल्लाह ने उनको दिखा दिया जो उन्होंने एंडिंग किया ना आई वाज लाइक ये दिखाना था
I think more or less उन्होंने अपनी जब ratings बढ़ाने की ज़्यादा कोशिश की तो more उसका बहुत ज़्यादा part जो था वो खलीलुर रहमान the writer himself was like the biggest I think driving force of those ratings because people after hearing him out wanted to see ke bhai is bande ne aisa kya produce kar diya hai तो आई थिंक मोर लेस लोग उसको स्टडी एज अ स्टडी भी क्या नाम है देखना शुरू हो गए थे बिकॉज ऑनेस्टली सेइंग मैंने तीसरे चौथे एपिसोड के बाद उसे छोड़ देना था बट देन खलीलुर रहमान सेड समथिंग एंड देन आई स्टार्ट वॉचिंग इट अगेन बिकॉज आई वॉन्टेड टू नो कि भाई ये बंदा अगर ये नेशनल टेलीविजन पे बैठ के कुछ ऐसा बोल सकता है या जो भी इसके कॉन्ट्रोवर्शियल स्टेटमेंट्स हैं तो इवेंचुअली ड्रामा में क्या ऐसे पोर्ट्रे कर रहा है इज इट लाइक फॉलोइंग व्हाटएवर ही इज सेइंग और इज इट लाइक डिफरेंट सो आई थिंक इट वाज मोर उसका ड्राइविंग फोर्स द राइटर हिमसेल्फ वाज लाइक अ बिगर फोर्स एज वेल
मेबी या आई डिडंट इवन गेट इनटू इट अंटिल लेटर ऑन मेरे ख्याल में 15वें या 16वें एपिसोड पे व्हेन इट वाज अराउंड दैट पॉइंट इन टाइम दैट्स व्हेन वी स्टार्टेड वाचिंग इट एंड वी वर हैविंग अ रियली हार्ड टाइम गेटिंग इनटू इट एक्चुअली up until like the 7th episode or so.
I think we people who were living abroad, humse thoda der tak pahunche.
Haan, hum bhi kam, main bhi kafi der tak pahuncha tha. Maine bhi dekhna shuru kiya jab 10th episode.
Exactly. I have started watching on the 10th episode and I told my sister, I said, please ise dekho. Bahut acha drama.
And upar se ye ka shuru mein thoda kafi drag kiya tha unhone.
Yeah, after the ending, but starting, please, hello Mehvish, how pretty she is. I would watch any drama for her. Especially in her black sari. Dude, please.
Oh yeah, the black sari. The famous black sari.
The famous
one. वो भी उसने बिचारी ने चीर दी थी.
Yeah, exactly. That's when she saw him at the airport, right?
साड़ी नहीं चीरी थी, shirt.
No, it was a shirt that उसने मुझसे पूछे, मैंने बहुत ध्यान से देखा. Shirt फाड़ी थी, साड़ी
नहीं. Shirt फाड़ी थी.
साड़ी was like killer. मैंने जब उसको साड़ी में देखा, like इसके लिए ड्रामा देखूंगी मैं.
Yeah, see, that's another controversial thing. Now that we brought that up. That's another controversial thing. She went to Islamabad with him and they were staying in the same hotel. Yes. That does not happen in our culture, by the way. So I don't know why they're actually showing that. It cannot happen. It is impossible. Yeah. It is impossible. I mean, I'm not sure.
But it does
actually
happen.
Nowadays in Pakistan, everything is very much possible.
Yes.
Yeah, everything happens in Pakistan. You can just sit and watch. Like if you go to Islamabad, you just have to sit. Mm-hmm. Like we live there. We just have to sit and just observe. You just have to have that eye. Everything's happening in front of you. But chupke karte hai.
You should be your nosy neighbor.
Yeah, sunne mein toh, yeah, I've heard a lot actually. So again, I haven't been to Pakistan in a while, right? So meri wahan pe family bhi obviously very conservative kisab ki hai, toh I don't get to see these things or hear about these things much. Like just through Discord in general and just kind of the community that we've built, right? I've heard a lot of stories ke haan, aisi cheezein hoti hain Pakistan mein, which I can believe, right? Obviously zamana badal raha hai, log badal rahe hain, magar shaadi shudaon ke beech mein aisa kuch ho sakta hai, right?
Yeah, that's what my point was, like shaadi shudaon ke beech mein hona ye kafi mushkil hai.
That's a little hard to believe, lekin I'm sure there might be one or two real stories out there. Didn't like Humayun Saeed say that this is based on a true story? He said something like that.
I don't think it's based on a true story.
Humayun Saeed said that I was just reading, kind of catching up on...
I was listening to Khalilur Rahman's interview and the interviewer asked that, is it based on a true story? He said, Allah na kare, kisi ke saath aisa.
Acha.
I doubt it. But, you know, it just shows, like, even though a lot of this is why it was so controversial, she went to Islamabad with them and apparently they stayed at the same hotel. And, you know, you're showing these things, even if it happens in Pakistan, which Pakistan mein bahut cheeze hoti hain, matlab kafi zyada kafi sab kuch hota hai Pakistan mein, like jaise Manhailer Meyer ne kaha bhi, sab kuch hota hai, like, but the fact that you show them on TV and you're showing such bold things on TV for a Pakistani audience, that's a little too overboard, you know. You know, I mean, people watch this drama with their families, look, family is a big thing, so you have to be a little careful as to what you portray, you know. So it's just kind of, you know, that's the most thing that controversial. The other thing probably was that they showed Shivar drinking alcohol, which on the bottom they wrote alcohol is prohibited, which is what they showed, right?
Yeah.
Obviously.
With the tobacco. they do that with every scene.
They do that with every single scene. So which is true, because the elite people in Pakistan do drink. That's very common, and that's obviously a very everyone's aware of that the elite people do drink. And now, mera sawal yoga unko milti kahan se? That's always something I've wondered as to where they actually get it from.
There are dealers.
There are places. There are so many places.
I'm so sorry if we are so much informed about all the wrong stuff.
Nahi, acha hai, acha hai.
We are brought up there. We know everything. Sorry.
Yeah, nahi, we need this information. It's good. It's good. Hona chahiye. Vaise, you know, I'm actually glad ki ye drama bana hai. Like, I think, Hamza, you made a good point. Ki obviously, ye cheezein. वैसे तो एक्सेप्टेड नहीं होती हमारी सोसाइटी में, यू नो, दे शुड बी शोन थ्रू अ फिल्टर और समथिंग. इट वाज क्वाइट बोल्ड ऑफ देम टू शो लॉट ऑफ दिस स्टफ, लाइक द चीटिंग, द होटल रूम, दोस टाइप्स ऑफ थिंग्स.
या बट दे शुड राइट ऑन द टॉप ना, पीजी प्लस 15 और 18, आई डोंट नो.
हां हां वो या
I have a point. So like dramas such as Cheek, somebody mentioned, and dramas like Udari, Cheek, and abhi ye jo recently aaya, I think Rusvai naam hai uska. And like these dramas also like tackle issues which are very grave in their nature, such as, you know, abuses in terms of domestic and otherwise. And to unme bhi ye to dikhaya to jata hai, jaise Udari mein ek bahut like it was a gripping scene where jahan pe uski cheekhe sunai deti hain, to dikhaya to jata hai.
Yeah, that was a very intense moment. Yeah,
but did you notice that in that drama also they balanced it? They didn't actually only talked about the abuse of the girl, they balanced it with the other stories also.
Yeah,
because it can be a little too heavy for the audience.
No, what I'm trying to say is that, like, if they wouldn't show them flying to Islamabad and then her suddenly coming out in a different dress and then, you know, showing him drinking and everything else, if they don't show it, then the portrait will be how the two's character is, or they've gone to the limit, or what's happening here. Like, if they don't show it in these hidden words, maybe they don't show it. Because baaki dramas mein bhi dikhate to hain, and I think this, like you said, it opens way for like a conversation. Aapko at least samajh to aati hai na ki ho kya raha hai. As an audience, I think it was something that I wouldn't mind seeing, because obviously, like, let's not be foolish. Ho raha hai ye har jagah, aur hum ye ki agar Mehvish ke point of view se na bhi dekhe to hum mard ke point of view se bhi to dekh sakte hain. Hota to hai, kar to rahe hain sare, to isme chupa hua kya hai aaj?
Ha, acha point hai.
And secondly, also, I think there's another drama coming. I don't know, it's Hum or Airvai, Jhooti, Iqra Aziz ka.
Yes, I've
heard. Usme they have also shown Iqra Aziz going with her friend outside, wearing totally different clothes and drinking alcohol and coming back to the house and saying, "Meri tabiyat kharab hai." So it happens. So I think it also prepares the parents in a way that they should know what is outside. Because I believe. Yeah. Responsibility sabki hoti hai, bachchon ki bhi hoti hai, parents ki bhi hoti hai, but it also prepares them. They should know there are a lot of people, they don't know what's happening outside, they still live in their own cocoon.
Yeah, Jhooti had a very dramatic trailer. We saw it actually. Usme dikhaya hua, she was just kind of improvising, I guess, in front of the mirror. So she was just acting like, main kya kya bardasht karun, right? And then at the end, she was just lying.
She's the rebel. She's just portrayed ke sari jo ek buri baatein hoti hai na, wo sab uske andar hai. Yeah, in the end, it will show ke usko uski maa ki badwa lag gayi hai, and usko sabak hasil ho gaya, something like that. Because aurat ko hi sare sabak hasil hone hote hain end mein, aur mard ko uski mohabbat mil jati hai.
Do you think that this is like a way of, like, maybe mere paas tum ho has opened a new door, a new niche for Pakistani dramas, ke ab auraton ko negative light mein portray kiya jaye, kyunki mard ko to karte rahe kitne time se. I personally think this is something that's,
I believe,
be
that
like
Mere Paas Tum Ho has positives also to it. Na, like, mujhe the dialogues that they had living in Germany, I never actually appreciated my literature very much. Na, because in Pakistan, because of colonialism and everything, we had this influence ke English, and English. Now we had to speak English. Or jo nahi bolta hai, to you're like, oh, isko English nahi aati, paindu and something. And it was me. I will not lie. It was me. But after coming to Germany, I realized ke I forget words in English so many times because in my mind I'm talking in German. So Vergleich, oh man, Vergleich habe ich vergessen. So in comparison to German, Urdu is a very nice language. Aur mujhe, like, I really realized ke I didn't pay so much attention to my own language. And the way the literature is brought in this drama, the dialogues and everything, even though English usme bhi hai, but a little bit that they showed through thodi bahut Urdu, whatever they used, I really liked that. I felt like that, okay, there's a little connection between me and the drama, a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, it's true. I was actually going to collect some of my favorite dialogues. QK, as I was watching this drama, right, I was taking notes for some reason on the side. I remember, especially from episode 1 through 8, there were some really good ones, actually. Most of them come from Humayun Saeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I kind of want to analyze his character. It's got character to analyze, okay? Wo thoda sa masoom sa hai, he's very honest.
Danish jaise log, to find a person like Danish who knows that his wife went behind his back to Islamabad, chalo baki sab side pe karo, but she went and she came back and he's standing in front of her on the airport and she came back and he took her to the house and he says ke tumne guna kiya hai but maine usse guna kaha nahi hai. I don't understand isna ke mat shayad bahar mil jaye, but Pakistan mein, I am sorry,
most are not going to be like that, right?
Yeah,
I'm not going to believe that.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, usko bahut hi bhola sa, bahut hi masoom dikhaya hai. To the point of frustration, right? It just frustrates you. Like, ye kuch kar kyun nahi raha? You know, why isn't he speaking up more early on?
Yeah.
Actually, I think because of this, because Danish was not saying anything at all to her, when he said that do takke wala dialogue na, everybody got, finally, isne kuch bola. Finally, thank God.
And when you, jab wo baad mein jaake wo thoda strong hota hai na, if he did not go through that, he would not have been able to become what he did later on. Because sometimes you need to go through something in order to become what you need to become. And you know, when he goes to Shewar's office, usko thappar marta hai, maza hi aa jata hai kasam se. Like, literally, that was like literally what
it
I just stood
up.
It
was very badly directed, but I loved it. I was like, thank God, isne kuch kiya to hai. Rone ke ilawa.
Yeah, exactly.
Pure drama mein ek hi action scene tha. And even that, like, they just, I mean, it was very satisfying, but they could have done that one a bit better. It looked like a little, you could tell they were kind of play fighting.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Danish could actually be a role model for a lot of boys in Pakistan right now, a lot of husbands and everything. If you notice, like, I noticed that because I, like, my entire friend circle and families in Pakistan, divorce rate in Pakistan is getting very high since last 5 years or so. So Danish can also be a role model, na, ke banda bardasht bhi karta hai. But I would not say that Mehvish should be a role model. But I would also not say that Mehvish should be a ibrat ka nishan for somebody, because there are a lot of other people doing worse than her, and they are successfully going to Medina and Makkah and doing Hajj and everything. Na? So unko kuch nahi hota hai. So they even go to other places and stuff like that. But Danish can be a role model.
Definitely. Bilkul.
Danish, Bilkul, I personally think, like, shuru mein bada, I think people stayed for him. All through the time, nobody was rooting for anybody. He was like the character everybody wanted to see. Everybody was like, no, this is the guy. He's masoom. Iske saath zyaati ho rahi hai. Isko samajh nahi aa raha, bichara, ye wo. And I think women mostly, you know, wanted him in their lives. Ke yaar, nahi ye mil jata to kitna acha hota. Ye hota
na. I don't want aisa dance karne wala.
I loved his dance, okay? That was amazing. He literally broke the floor.
Yeah, he was bahut zyada seriously le liya tha.
Like, but I loved when he said ke bola na ke usse galti ho gayi hai, usse maaf kar. Lekin, like, he was still ready to accept everything when he said bola na usse galti ho gayi. When Shewar showed him everything, and I was like,
yeah,
wow,
exactly.
Man.
I was so proud of him. I was like, what?
He said that, and I was like, you did not, and it was amazing. Like, wo bahut fit moment tha mere liye. I think. उस दो टके वाले डायलॉग एंड सबकी लाइक इतनी वो हो चुकी थी चर्चा के मेरे लिए वो मोमेंट इतना स्टैंड आउट कर गया कि आई वाज लाइक वाओ ही इज स्टिल रेडी टू एक्सेप्ट हर. और फिर उसके बाद वो अपनी सालगिरह भी मनाता है शादी की उसके साथ.
Yeah, I mean that's scene.
Yeah, I think he was more in denial.
Yeah, he was more in denial.
He was more in denial. Like, he was just like not ready to accept it. कि ये मेरे साथ ऐसा हो सकता है. I think, you know, it wasn't more like
Maybe it was.
I don't know. You could take it both ways. Like, you could think like he's ready to accept her even despite her mistake. Like, in my opinion, he was still processing this thing that this is what happened to me, right? And I found it kind of interesting that he didn't hit Shewar at that time when he was making these videos or, you know, all the pictures. That's one.
If I was him, that's when I would have slapped him, bro. like literally, come on. Like, you just come into my house and just do that, bro. Yeah. Like, come on. Like, God.
Right.
You know, it's just like that whole scene was just very like draining. Bahut draining scene tha. Ki wo uske ghar mein aa raha hai aur usko leke ja raha hai. Phir wo saalgirah bhi mana rahe hain. Aur, I mean, it was just like, you know, you kind of felt bad for him, for Danish as well, because you obviously, I mean, everyone did feel bad for him. But you know, at the end of the day, it was jo baatein karte the Mehvish wagaira aur Danish wagaira ke tum to mujhe khwab dikha dete ki hum ye hoga. But at the end of the day, he did not deliver on that. So it's kind of like you kind of raise someone's expectations and you didn't meet those expectations. So,
but how can he not know that she is a little materialistic? Iski pasand ki shaadi thi na?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So usne
right.
bhi materially dekh ke shaadi ki thi. Usne kaun sa behan ka ikhlaq dekha tha? Comic fire salon.
Yeah.
So, galti to iski bhi apni hai na. But I would not say galti hai, but bichare ki kismat aisi thi. I feel bad for him. But at the same time, if you are getting in a love marriage kind of situation, you know how a person is. Arranged marriage mein to chalo jhatka baad mein lagta hai na. Arranged marriage mein to pata hota hai. I don't believe ke love marriage mein bande ko na pata ho. Even though if they are studying in the university, 4 saal,
हाँ तो फिर तो काफी जान पहचान होती है ना बंदे के बीच पे, हाँ. क्या, दोनों बंदों के बीच पे क्या 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 किस तरह की, किस तरह का बंदा है, किस तरह की बंदी है, तो आपको थोड़ा बहुत जान पहचान होती है इस चीज के मामले में. पर आती है ना, आई मीन ताली जो है वो दोनों हाथों से बचती है. सो आई थिंक इट काइंड ऑफ वाज हिज फॉल्ट बिकॉज़ यू नो ही डिडंट काइंड ऑफ डिलीवर टू व्हाट शी वाज एक्सपेक्टिंग ऑफ हिम. So and you know he, I mean even when he was offered to do rishwat and all that he didn't do it because he just he that's not how who he is. Wo abba ji ki baat aa jati thi, abba ji kehte the ye nahi karna wo nahi karna. So it showed you that he was honest, but he wouldn't even go to that length to just to you know even make money, not to like you know take rishwat from anybody or do like do number kaam and stuff like that. So he didn't go to that, which was good, but at the end of the day, you know, it's just it was just kind of like, you know, taali do haath se bachti hai, you know.
But I would say here that it was not like that he wasn't able to provide. He tried his best. He tried his level best, but his circumstances and his resources didn't allow him to do that. And the wife, being a soulmate or libas of the other person, should have understood that.
Right.
But because she's living under the same roof. And agar bande ki niyat hai, if he has the niyat to buy her a necklace, she could have wo intezar kar leti. But she wanted everything quickly. That's
right, exactly. Patience, Neeti, patience, sabar.
But then she was waiting for like 7-8 years for him to, you know, buy her that necklace. Like, kitna wait karegi? And besides, I personally think, in my opinion, baad mein bhi toh he decided to become rich and everything, but that was only out of like vengeance and hate.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever it was.
Yeah.
He had the capability, but he just had to find
capacity
it.
Capacity thi, bichare bhai ke paas hamare. Kar sakte the. Danish bhai kar sakte the.
कर सकते थे बिल्कुल. उसमें दूसरी चीज ये है कि जो मैविश थी ना, जब वो चली जाए वो कहती थी यार हमारे पास तो पैसे नहीं है, रूमी को स्कूल लाने के लिए. रूमी एक और कैरेक्टर है जिसके ऊपर हम आएंगे बाद में, लेकिन इस मामले में ये कहना चाह रहा हूँ
कि I want to know कि रूमी की एज क्या थी.
8 साल.
Physically
he was 8 years old, like mentally he was probably like 40 years old or something like that. Yeah.
I cannot say to my father that you are my strength or my weakness. Like, main kyun bolun? I like weird.
Meri family mein bahut bachche hain, right? I have like 9 nephews and nieces. Mere 4 bade bhai hain. So, charon ki shaadi hai, charon ke bachche hain, right?
MashaAllah.
10 mere paas nephews and nieces hain, right? And a lot of them are around that same age, 5 to 7 years old. I can't imagine them saying anything beyond, yeah, Minecraft was on that. You know, I like video games. I like YouTube videos. I like Barbie dolls. I like Frozen 2, things like that. Like, itna mature bacha inhone dikhaya hai, to the point that I personally got a little annoyed by it. Ek scene mein inhone dikhaya tha ki Rumi wo driver ko leke akela chala jata hai teacher ke ghar.
Yeah, how can you leave your kid with a driver alone?
Matlab, yeah, exactly.
His dad is like, tum kahan ja rahe ho? Main ja raha hu aapka pata nahi kuch kaam karne ke liye, papa.
Rishta lene ke liye.
Like, what? You know, kuch had hoti hai. That's where I felt like the drama was a little over the, well, not a little, a lot over the top in certain aspects. Some of the scenes, some of the aspects of it are very, very unrealistic. Like,
aisa they just hurried, they just rushed it very quickly. Na bas chalao, aage nikalo. Like, I had a problem when they hired a cook without asking him anything, without even testing him ke ise kuch banana bhi aata hai ki nahi aata hai, tum jao kitchen mein sab pada hai bana lo.
Yeah.
Like, you have a kid in the house, you should know ke kaun hai banda, kya aa raha hai, kya kar raha hai, kiske sath ja raha hai. You are leaving him alone, wo bichara akela ghar mein baitha hua hai. You should at least know a little bit about the people who are working in your house. But nahi, these are also small things na, that our industry is growing but it's not realizing its responsibilities to its fullest. That's what I would say. That, okay, you are focusing on one thing, but there are other things also that you are trying to convey through a bigger screen because you are targeting the masses here.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like, main ek point kehna chahunga ki jo jahan tak Rumi ki baat hai na, ki Mehvish kehti thi ki hamare paas to paise hi nahi hai ki usko school mein dalenge wo. Lekin jab wo Shivar ke sath chali gayi na, usko phir Rumi ka khayal hi nahi aaya. Like, main apne bachcha bhi chhod ke ja
rahi hu. I thought about it today, Hamza. I was like, okay, I believe, main maan leti hu that a wife was not loyal na. Aur wo ladki bhi kharab thi, wo aurat bhi kharab thi. But you are also saying ki maa bhi kharab thi.
Yeah, because usko overall dikhaya hai materialistic hai na, usko bahut single, I think uska brain bahut single direction mein chalne wala dikhaya hai ki paisa nazar aa gaya to sab bhool jao. I think uska character dikhaya hai ye ki wo itni selfish hai that she didn't care about the son or the house, warna wo kaun apne husband ko is tarah keh deta hai ki main to reh sakti hu, ya phir tum mujhe jaane do, ab ya talaq ke paper foran dasti koi sign kar de aise baithe baithe. So I think usko dikha, aur jabki wo ja rahi thi to Danish usse poochta bhi hai ki subah Rumi uthega to main se kya kahunga, and you know, like, to wo kehti hai, wo samajh jayega, yeah, something of that sort. So I think uska character dikhaya hai, ye bahut single, unidimensional, bas ye isi tarah seedha chal rahi hai, isko paisa is waqt nazar aa raha hai. And I think asal mein bhi aisa hota hai ki kabhi kabhi jab insaan ek galat decision lene pe aata hai aur wo zid pe ad jata hai, to at times bahut sensible log bhi bahut stupid mistakes karte hain, bahut aise decisions dete hain jo which is unlike them at times. Like, वो कहते हैं ना, बुरा वक्त जिस पे आता है फिर वो सोचता नहीं है कि वो क्या कर रहा है, फिर वो बस बुरा वक्त होता है, बुरे डिसीजंस होते हैं, आप लिए जाते हो और आप चलते जाते हो ये सोच के कि नो, लाइक दिस इज राइट, आई एम राइट एंड नथिंग कैन स्टॉप मी फ्रॉम व्हाटएवर आई एम डूइंग. तो वो एक सेंस ऑफ पावर थी उस वक्त उसके पास, वो चली गई अपने बेटे को छोड़ के.
या एंड इस पे आई थिंक हीरामानी का आई वांट टू ऐड द डायलॉग ऑफ हीरामानी हियर, क्योंकि मैंने ये She said के मैं मिलूंगी एक बार आपकी बीवी से और देखूंगी अपने मतलब के लिए अपनी औलाद को चीट करने वाली दिखने में औरत लगती है क्या. आई वाज लाइक व्हाट. तो जब बाप लाइक वी नो अ लॉट ऑफ फैमिलीज जहां पे द फादर आर कॉन्स्टेंटली बीइंग डिसलॉयल टू द वाइव्स, क्या वो बाप लगते हैं? ऑब्वियसली लगते हैं.
इस जेंडर वाले उसके अंदर अगर वी स्टार्ट एक्सप्लोरिंग दिस ड्रामा इन टर्म्स ऑफ हाउ skewed it was in portraying genders, or given ke the writer himself is such a big, how do you say, he's so anti women,
misogynist.
Yeah, thank you for saying misogynist. And uchara wo itna matlab hamara patriarchy se bhara hua hamara writer hai, usse raha nahi gaya, because if you listen to him and whatever he says on national television or on mainstream media or whatever medium he gets, तो यूड अंडरस्टैंड के ही डजेंट केयर मच अबाउट के मर्द लगता है कि नहीं. उसको सिर्फ ये कि मर्द ने पूरी जिंदगी लगा दी, ये हो गया वो हो गया, ये औरत ही है जो क्या नाम है मसले क्रिएट कर रही है, इसी को जड़ से.
नो बट आई वाज लिसनिंग टू हिज इंटरव्यू, ही यूजेस लैंग्वेज व्हिच यू कैन नॉट लिसन टू व्हेन यू आर सिटिंग विद फैमिली और समथिंग. ही मतलब अजीब गरीब लैंग्वेज इस्तेमाल करता है, एंड ही यूजेस अ लॉट ऑफ वल्गर वर्ड्स आल्सो.
ही डज ही
I was watching one of his interviews yesterday actually, aur kafi lamba interview tha Sama TV wala. There was another
Tahira Abdullah.
Yeah, so there was kind of a debate going on between them. So wahan pe at least based on that interview, maine baki sari cheeze nahi dekhi Khalilur Rahman ke bare mein, but I just felt like it was difficult to figure him out, kyunki ek side pe wo keh raha tha ki mujhse bada feminist koi nahi hai.
Yeah,
sounds like something Donald Trump would say. Then he was the main place where I think he was completely wrong. Okay, shuru mein kuch baatein keh raha tha, which I was just trying to understand. I thought maybe he has some point here, right? Kehta tha ke mardon se aap unka huquq mat mango.
Unke huquq mein se hissa mat mango.
Unke huquq mein se hissa mat mango. I thought maybe there's some wisdom in there, right? Ke wo, he was trying to get into the biological differences, which are things that we cannot control between men and women. Because of that, there might be some result that you cannot change. Ke, you know, for example, by default, because men are bigger and stronger, they can become protectors. So maybe that's the point he was trying to make. Phir baad mein interview mein na baad mein jaake isne koi aisi baat ki where I was like, okay, I completely lost you there. He said, "Mard inkar nahi kar sakta. A man cannot turn a woman down."
It's a stupid thing to say. Now that was.
Yeah, like mard reject nahi kar sakta ladki ko jab usko opportunity mil jaye. That's basically what he was saying in a nutshell. Aur ladki kar sakti hai, lehaza this responsibility falls on the woman. That's where I was like, okay, dude, I lost you there. Yeah. I'm not sure about
that. I think he's kind of confused. I think that's what
he's
kind of
totally
get at.
Confused.
He's totally confused about it because, and I think he says there's no bigger feminist than him. Okay, ye kehta hoga. Lekin I think he tries to focus on the good woman as to one of the interviews I read. He focuses on the good woman. He's like, if a woman is doing uske akhlaq acche hain, uske sari cheeze acche hain, and she's a good woman, but if she's not, then she's a non-woman. That's what he was trying to. That's what his point is, and all of his dramas kind of revolve around that. And even this drama kind of revolved around that. He kind of shows Mevish doing something that she shouldn't be doing, and something that's not right. So, and you know, he just shows her that he basically shows her as a non-woman, as to what she's doing. And even in the drama, he says some good things, but he says some good things as well. Like Mateen साहब जो बैठे हुए रहते हैं उनके साथ, हुमायूं सईद के साथ बैठे हुए रहते हैं, वो कहते हैं कि आपको जो अच्छी औरतें हैं ना उनकी वजह से दुनिया चलती है. Okay, so he did throw in that line in there, which is kind of which people don't realize afterwards the drama is over. They just focus on the negative stuff because I think that's just much more easier to focus on afterwards instead of the positive stuff. But he threw that line in there. He's like, "Achhi aurton ki wajah se duniya chalti hai." So that line shows you that he himself says he is the biggest feminist ever. So
yeah, I think the problem is that, as you said, that he's confused. Now his exact words were that achhi aurat for me is the one jiske paas wafa ho aur haya ho. Like, other than that, you don't need any qualities in a woman. She should just be andhi gungi berry. Aap kahe baith jao, aap kahe uth jao, because usme wafa hai. And haya ho, to wo bichari kahin bhi na dekhe, but aap har jagah dekhe, okay? So, because aap to mana nahi kar sakte hain, wo mana kar sakti hai na, to aapko ijazat hai, aap dekhen, full on dekhen. The problem is that while trying to mansplain the world about a womanhood, he equate loyalty as something that just women embody, na? Absolving men of all the responsibilities of doing the same. And I think he's that kind of a person. And I, okay, for one moment I would say, okay, you are that kind of a writer, you want to write that stuff, at least own your thing. You should say, this drama is focusing on this thing, why are you defending yourself in saying that achhi aurat aisi hai, to buri aurat aisi hai, and I am the biggest feminist in the Pakistan. Bhai, if you have written something, you should own it. You should say, this drama is a story and this story has a main plot and this is the plot. That's it. Every story has a main plot and this is the main plot. Ke Mehwish is a little materialistic. That's it. But why are you again coming on the topic, achhi aurat hai, buri aurat hai, and all the women in the world are only divided into two categories, haya and wafa and achhi and buri aurat. That is a problem.
I think when he says ke duniya jo hai wo achhi auraton ki wajah se chalti hai, that for me as a woman is just a compensation for whatever he's been saying everywhere else. Wherever he goes, he says, tumhe pata hi nahi hai tumhare haq kya hain, tum kisse mangti ho, tum mardon se hi to mangti ho, main to kyun aisi baat nahi kar raha. And then he goes on to, you know, explain how if you want equality, you should kidnap men and then, you know, abuse them or whatsoever. So for me, whenever he says stuff like, you know, कभी भी वो कोई अच्छी बात एक्सप्लेन करने की कोशिश करता है ना, इट जस्ट कम्स ऑफ एज अ कंपनसेशन, एज के चलो वो होता है ना कि गाजर डाल देना मुंह में कि ये लो यू हैव समथिंग टू एटलीस्ट होल्ड ऑन टू, लेट मी इंसल्ट यू फॉर अ बिगर पोर्शन ऑफ माई ड्रामा, बट लेट मी गिव यू अ स्लाइट पॉजिटिव लाइट, थोड़ी सी ये पॉजिटिविटी ले लो मेरी तरफ से, बाकी मैं आपको सिर्फ नेगेटिव लाइट में पोर्ट्रे करूंगा. तो दैट जस्ट फील्स कि यार, मतलब एक होता है ना, इट फील्स वेरी डेरोगेटरी एज अ वुमन. For me, when he says stuff like this, like, usne bola ke aurat jo hoti hai, wo fitratan bewafa nahi hoti hai, aur bewafa jo hoti hai, wo fitratan aurat nahi hoti hai. And that was like, these were his words when on a special episode of Mere Paas Tum Ho, ARY ne host kiya tha. And
all the women were cringing.
The cringe in my heart, my face, my existence. All I wanted to do was, you know, just go like, हैं भाई क्या. और फिर मेरा दिल किया टू यू नो मेक हिम सिट एंड लिसन टू ऑल द स्टोरीज विमेन गो थ्रू ऑन अ डेली बेसिस एंड देन यू नो दे डोंट डाई ऑफ बिट्रेयल, दे गेट अप, दे मेक देम ब्रेकफास्ट, एंड इवन इफ दे आर वर्किंग दे गो फॉर वर्क, दे कम बैक एंड देन दे कुक फॉर देम एज वेल. एंड यू नो वो होता है ना उनके दिमाग, उनका ये नहीं है कि दे डोंट फील दैट वे. इट्स नॉट लाइक औरत बहुत फॉरगिविंग होती है और या फिर उसका बड़ा दिल बड़ा होता है तो वो सह लेगी. यू शुड ऑलवेज नो दैट यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट अ ह्यूमन. और उसी एपिसोड के अंदर द अदर पैनलिस्ट सेड के औरत को सिर्फ रिश्तों की लेंस से देखना बंद कर देना चाहिए, औरत को आप एज अ ह्यूमन व्यू करेंगे तो आपको अंडरस्टैंडिंग होगी कि व्हाट शी गोज थ्रू, या आप जिस तरह उसके बारे में बात करें वो कितना डेरोगेटरी है. So I think for me, whenever he says something nice, I just feel like smashing his face. I'm so sorry.
The thing is that the women who get up in I would talk about Pakistan, they get up in the morning knowing that their husbands were disloyal and everything, because while living in Germany, I know what my rights are, na. If my husband will do something like that, I can go outside and ask for my rights and the government will give them to me. My rights are protected by the government also. In Pakistan, kahan pe jayega koi banda? कौन सी, मतलब इवन इफ अ वुमन हैज टू गो टू अ कोर्ट टू गेट अ खुला एंड अ हस्बैंड इज अ लिटिल पावरफुल, शी कैन नॉट डू दैट. शी हैज टू गेट अ लिटिल मनी एंड इफ शी कम्स फ्रॉम अ पुअर बैकग्राउंड ऑफ द फैमिली इज नॉट सेटल, शी कैन नॉट डू दैट. शी हैज टू गो देयर एटलीस्ट 5-6 ईयर्स शी हैज टू स्पेंड देयर, इवन दो दे क्लेम दैट इट इज बेटर, यू कैन गेट इट so many times. I'm sorry, I know a lot of people, it's my own khala going all through this. You cannot get it so easily. It's so difficult for a woman. She has to get kharcha for her three kids na, who are under 18. She cannot get that. She has to go to the court to get that. And she's been fighting this case for the last 2 years. Abhi tak nahi milta. These are the basic things when you say achhi aurat, buri aurat. And then again, you should look at the system that you have made for a woman. And then you say that you are a group of people who are fighting for your rights, which we have taken from you. How can they not?
But then just the case of Khalilur Rahman, the way he was arguing, I guess, in that interview, especially, and I've seen a few other of his videos too, he just seems a bit more personal on the matter, like as if like something's happened to him.
Yeah, I think
wo jo drama tha na, wo kya tha, sadke tumhare, he said that it's my story. I'm pretty sure usko abhi tak us baat ka dukh hai.
I think I read it somewhere. Maine kahin padha tha ki usko wo kisi ladki ko pasand karta tha.
This is
when he was young. This is actually a true story. Apparently he liked some girl when he was young, and he was actually an intern at a mechanic shop. And the guy, the girl that he liked, she ended up marrying a doctor. Usne doctor se shaadi kar li. And I think that's where he kind of gets that. I think he's still heartbroken about that. I don't know how old he was when that happened to him. I guess he was still heartbroken about that. But I think that's why he's writing all these dramas, because he wants to get all that frustration out and just kind of show that it's just what he actually went through, you know, that maybe something like that. But I mean, it's just kind of like, the point you brought up, Habib, is like he kind of gets personal about it. And which is kind of right, because I think he kind of had a bad experience, which kind of made him say all these things and made him make dramas like this. You never know. I mean, it could have been that.
But why is he so negative about all the women who do a little bit bad to him? Like, I heard him, pata nahi kaun se show pe baitha hua, bol raha tha 3-4 actresses ke baare mein, that I will never work with them. They are like this, they are like that.
He said that about Urva.
Marva and Urva.
Urva, exactly. Marva, whatever their name is. And unke baare mein, unprofessional hai, unki naak aise upar hogi hai. I was like, agar unhone kuch kiya bhi, it's between you and them. Talk to them personally. Why are you bringing them?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why he came out publicly about that. That was kind of strange too.
Yeah,
and I liked Urva's response to that. Actually, she responded by just saying, "I respect him a lot." That's about it.
She kept it professional.
I don't know why the industry. The thing is that Khalilur Rahman, he is right now the only person in Pakistan who is loved and hated equally.
Yeah. Yeah, he's loved and hated. It's like you can't love him, but you have to hate him as well.
He's loved for his written work that he does, but the concept, he's hated for that.
Yeah, he's
the same guy, na, who has written Kaaf Kangana and that stupid song Neelam Munir Ka Khabo Mein Jab Main Pakistan Gire. Like, have you listened to that song? Isn't that song degrading?
Oh my God, you guys are missing out on the best thing.
Oh wait, you should listen to that. It was, and you should listen. Bichari Neelam Munir ko unhone dance karaya us pe. I'm like, aap usko dance kara rahe, and then you, aap usse dance kara rahe. You have written the lyrics, you have given her the work, and then you will call her ki ye achhi aurat nahi. So this is what irritates me.
This is
why he's so controversial, because he just comes out and just. And says all these things, and
because that's what I feel like. I feel like the drama as a standalone, if you were not up to date on what the writer of this drama is doing or what he's saying, right? The drama by itself is actually okay. I mean, kuch lines hain jo they seem a little over the top, but overall the drama was fine in terms of showing a story about one
disloyal.
Right. Lekin, all this guy had to do is maybe keep his mouth closed if he had negative opinions, but he chose not to. Otherwise, the drama itself was good, and I think because there's been plenty of dramas with antagonistic guys as well. Like, hum Udari ki baat kar rahe the, Udari mein Ahsan Khan who did a really good job, by the way.
He was also a very negative role.
It was such an important topic. Because ye masla hota hai Pakistan mein.
This is happening right now, and it has in previous years it has exploded. Pata nahi kahan se, people have started talking about it. It has been happening since ages. It has been happening since I remember. It has been happening, but people are just talking about it right now, thanks to social media and everything. And even though our media also, I would call it, our media is also one of the pillars of the Parliament of Pakistan. It has grown very stronger and everything, in a good way also, and also in a bad way, but mostly in a good way. But if people are talking about it, and if they can get their rights a little bit, na, thode se hug mil jaye unko, thoda sa, they get a little whatever compensation or whatever, then it's a good thing.
Right. अच्छा व्हाट डू यू शिवार का क्या शिवार के बारे में ख्याल है आई जस्ट हेटेड दैट
कैरेक्टर व्हाई डिडंट ही डाई इन द एंड उसके ऊपर पानी गिरा के उस बेचारे को कहीं भेज दिया और उसको पता नहीं कहाँ लेके चलता फिर वाई डिड ही डाई वाई डिड ही गेट टू लिव इन अ नाइस हाउस इन हिज पता नहीं एंसेस्ट्रल हाउस एंड लिव हिज लाइफ एंड उसका तो भी अच्छा हुआ ना उसकी इतनी कोई डाडी किस्म की बीवी थी तो वो तो उसको साथ छोड़ के चला गया
बीवी भी अच्छी थी बीवी आखिर में कहती है मैं तुम्हें एक्सेप्ट करने के लिए भी रेडी हूँ उसने ये भी ढके चुपे अल्फाज में से कह दिया कि मैं एक्सेप्ट कर लूंगी वापस आ जाओ
मैं माफ नहीं करूंगी
सब फिट हो जाएगा हाँ लाइक हम
सब फिट हो जाएगा
हम आराम से रहेंगे हमारी एक छोटी सी फैमिली भी बनेगी yeah. और वो भाई साहब
नहीं मैं भी उतारती हूँ पराठा कोई फिक्र ना करो बैठो तो
व्हाई डिडंट दिस गर्ल मैरी दानिश ना मतलब वो शहबार मर जाता और ये बेचारी महविश रोती रहती और इस ये जो इसकी थी बीवी शहबार की इसको कोई अच्छा सा मिल जाता अमेरिका में जहाँ रह रही थी और क्या कहते हैं ना भी मिलता तो अपनी She was rich. She was powerful. She could have gone with her life like the way she was. And
तो फिर हानिया टीचर का क्या होता?
Miss हानिया की बिचारे से शादी करा देते दानिश से बिचारी को एंड में कुछ भी नहीं मिला.
एंड में उन्होंने वो ही दिखाया कि जो महवेश है ना she has to live with that regret for the rest of her life. मतलब वो जो ये जो regret है ना जो उसने काम किया she has to live with that for the rest of her life. And also
तो साथ साथ शिवार को भी मार देते ना.
हाँ शिवार को भी मरना चाहिए तो मुझे तो पसंद नहीं था आई हेटेड दैट कैरेक्टर ब्रो आई हेटेड हिज फेस लाइक लिटरली द वे ही जस्ट लिटरली डिस्ट्रॉयज अनदर पर्सनस लाइफ यू गॉट टू थिंक अबाउट इट
सो इजीली दैट टू सो इजीली ना
एंड इन वेरी इजीली
50 मिलियन रुपीस और व्हाटएवर ही हैड I was like, यार बात सुनो थोड़ा सा गवर्नमेंट को दे दो हमारा कर्जा उतर जाए
अच्छा इस पे बड़ी अच्छी फनी मीम मिली थी फनी मीम बनी थी कि वो हमारी सेहत कहता है कि आप इस मुझे 50 मिली देंगे इसके लिए सेकंड पिक्चर इट सेड जो दूसरी पिक्चर थी उसमें पीछे इमरान खान खड़ा हुआ है और शहबाज के ऊपर कनेक्शन क्वेश्चन मार्क लगा हुआ कहता है भाई इस पे टैक्स भी लगेगा
I think that the memes were just fabulous for this drama. Na? Like jo Manahin ne bola hai, wo dialogue, fitrat an aurat nahi hoti hai. I was reading the memes, it was like, jis biryani mein, nahi, biryani fitrat an aloo ke baghair hota hai. Aur jis biryani mein aloo hota hai, wo fitrat an biryani nahi hoti hai. Like, dude, this is so legit.
yeah, that's a good one.
I like, yeah, ye aloo ke saath ki biryani wali jung will continue till the end of times.
मेरे ख्याल में after about the 12th episode, right? 12th episode में वो चली जाती है महविश to his house.
But my heart was pounding when she was leaving. I was like, will she go? Will she actually go?
I think up until episode 12 was so intense. Okay, episode 12, by the way, was probably my favorite episode of the whole show. क्योंकि इतना intense episode था, इतना emotional episode था. वो केक काट रहा है, you know, anniversary मना रहा है.
Yeah, that drained me, man. Like, I would say, like, that was emotionally draining. But you just
that was definitely the peak of the whole show for me.
And it's just like, you know, when I'm watching that episode, I don't know what to feel. It's just like, you know, you just like emotionally drained. It's like you just kind of like feel. Bad for him. You're like, what is going on? And like, you know, it's just like he's coming and she's going.
They showed na that bichare ko chot lagi hai. Bichara is like he's broken. He's sick. He's totally shattered. But Mavish doesn't care na. Mavish is like she's like, main to jana hi jana hai. Main to rehna hi nahi hai is ghar mein. So he says ki jab ladki bewafa hoti hai, to bahut matlab khul ki hoti hai. Wo aankh hi pher leti hai. I was like, yes, this is actually true because when a woman is loyal, she is loyal also aankh band karke. और जब नहीं होती है तो शायद नहीं होती होगी फिर ऐसी होती होगी आई हैव नेवर सीन बट आई बिलीव इट इज लाइक दैट
इट मैटर्स पर्सन टू पर्सन वही बात आ जाती है कि दोबारा आप एक जेंडर को क्योंकि मेरे ख्याल में जिस डायरेक्शन में जाना चाहिए था इसको उस डायरेक्शन में गया नहीं it, it sounded like it was heading into the right direction when they were talking about Rumi. Rumi ke upar ladai ho rahi thi, right? And I thought that this might go to court. Maine socha shayad ye court pe chala jayega ya you know koi ek do qatl ho jayega over Rumi. Now that would have been a good topic if they carried it all the way to the end. Ke you know ye mera beta hai, main, you know who does my son belong to? But instead they started going into this unrealistic sequence of events. Ke Danish starts getting rich. दानिश ने स्टॉक मार्केट में इन्वेस्टिंग इन वो पूरी फर्म बैठी हुई है, वो फर्म में आके इसको इस बंदे को बिल्कुल स्टॉक्स के बारे में पता ही नहीं, वो आके यू नो स्टॉक्स में पैसे डाल रहा है।
आपके पास डिग्री कौन सी है?
दैट टू वो भी थोड़ा अनरियलिस्टिक चीज थी कि वो अच्छा मैंने रिसर्च किया, इस पे भी मीम बनी थी कि अब सारे लोग पाकिस्तान में बैठ के गूगल कर रहे होंगे स्टॉक से कैसे पैसे बनाते हैं।
बैड रीजन दैट गाय गेम कि जिसका दिल टूटा होता है उस वो स्टॉक का बाबा होता है, पता नहीं इस तरह कुछ ने रीजन दी थी कि उसी उसकी हर बात माननी चाहिए। अगर ऐसे चलती है स्टॉक मार्केट आई विल नेवर इन्वेस्ट।
या वो मीन अनलेस यू डू इनसाइडर ट्रेडिंग यू कैन बिकम अ बिलियनेयर ऑफ स्टॉक्स।
जितनी भी लगा दी है और फिर वो अपने दोस्त को फोन करता है और फिर वो उसके पास चले जाता है, वो कहता है इस पे लगा दो, फिर वो सारी चीजें सेट हो जाती है, फिर ऊपर चले जाता है, वो स्टॉक मार्केट से पैसे बना लेता है।
That's where I felt like it started getting very unrealistic. क्योंकि ठीक है ये दानिश का उन्होंने दिखा दिया, immediately I knew कि अब दानिश का अच्छा टाइम आ रहा है, इसका मतलब शहबार का बुरा टाइम आने वाला है। It started to become predictable. And then आयज़ा खान, महविश जो थी, she did not feel any remorse कि मैंने कोई गलत काम किया up until she gets kicked out of the house.
Right.
तब उसको पता लगा कि यार मेरे साथ बहुत बुरा हुआ है, यार मेरा बेटा भी है एक, अच्छा मैं बेटे को जाके
अच्छा मेरा बेटा भी है मेरा, जो उसको खेलने है, जब वो घर छोड़ के जा रही थी उसको खेलने, अच्छा मेरा बेटा भी है एक।
नहीं, when she was rich and powerful, she didn't manage to meet Rumi ना, जब बेचारी गरीब हो गई, रहने के लिए घर नहीं था, suddenly she managed के मैं रूमी से मिल लेती हूँ, पहले भी तो मिल सकती थी।
अच्छा इस ड्रामा में एक हिडन हीरो है, and I want you guys to guess who that hidden hero is.
Hiramani.
No.
Mateem Saab.
No, it's not Mateem.
Salman.
It's not Salman either.
Oh, Monty.
No, Monty. Monty bhi nahi.
Security guard.
Divan Saab. Exactly. Yeah, Divan Saab was the hero.
Divan Saab, Aasteen ka Saab
the. Kyunki wo jaake sabko pata, wo jaake wo jo Shivar ki biwi thi, Maham naam
tha uska. Usko sab bata diya.
Usne.
Divan Saab was Aasteen ka Saab for Shivar.
Yeah, exactly.
अथॉरिटी किसके पास होती है, शायद जिसके पास 50 मिलियन होते हैं, जिन लोगों के पास उनके घर में होती होगी।
एंड आई थिंक बहुत ज्यादा फिर अचानक से शेवार को स्पाइनलेस दिखाना शुरू कर दिया। आई मीन स्पाइनलेस तो पहले से ही दिखा रहे थे पर ढके छुपे अल्फाज में, लेकिन इतना स्पाइनलेस कि वो बेचारा अपना नौकर को भी कुछ नहीं कह सकता, उसको उससे भी क्या नाम है बातें सुन रहा है, बीवी से भी सुन रहा है, और इवन आयजा को भी दिखाया, लाइक महवेश को भी दिखाया कि लाइक शी हैज बिकम लाइक टोटली शैटर्ड। और वही बात टेक्निकली अगेन जो हर ड्रामे में होती है कि भाई जो गलत करेगा उसको अल्लाह की मार पड़ेगी,
करना क्या चाह रही थी, मतलब शादी तो कर नहीं सकते है दोबारा,
बट वो मेरा ख्याल है
बट एक्चुअली वॉज शी सीकिंग, उसने बोला है मैंने तुम्हें माफ कर दिया, I didn't understand कि वो क्या चाह रही थी।
आई थिंक अगर वो दानिश को मारते नहीं तो कुछ हमें पता लग जाता,
वो शादी तो दोबारा हो भी नहीं सकती थी ना, वो तो इस्लामिकली तो आप मतलब आप
रिमेम्बर करेक्टली शी सेड कि मुझे अपने घर में छोटी सी जगह दे देना और हम पहले जैसे क्यों नहीं हो सकते।
Yeah, so I think she wanted to do that.
She just wanted the girlfriend experience again, I guess.
हाँ वो जो वो मोंटी के साथ जब वो आती है ना घर में वापस, अपार्टमेंट वापस आती है, वो घर वापस वो अपार्टमेंट ले लेती है वापस, फिर वो मोंटी से कहती है कि मेरे साथ तो फ्लर्ट करो ना।
Oh my god, that was so cringy.
That was crazy. That was a little unusual.
That was her trying to teach him a lesson, I think, right?
No, I think that was best. She's trying to go back to the past. Because when she used to live in that apartment, जब वो रहती थी वहाँ पे दानिश के साथ, तो वो करता था उसके साथ, and she would just flat out ignore. And now she wants to go back into that same past before she met Shivar and everything.
But this time he was married.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So. Right.
शादी के बाद वो भी नेक हो गया. शादी से पहले नहीं था. So all the guys out there, if they are not married, they are not sharif.
Right. So I wonder why in that scene he didn't say के you know मर्द what was that line के मर्द इनकार नहीं कर सकता.
It was like कि उसने कहा कि मैं इनकार नहीं करूंगा इसलिए मैं आपसे फ्लर्ट करूंगा।
अच्छा इसमें एक और पॉइंट भी मैं लाना चाहता हूँ कि महवेश को एक सबक मिला था ना, कि महवेश पैसों के पीछे पागल थी, पैसों की लालच थी उसे, पैसों के पीछे पागल थी, एंड जब उसके सामने उसकी बीवी आके रखती है ना ये लो तुम्हारे पैसे, चेक रखती है उसके सामने, that just shows you that she has all the money in the world that she wants but she's not happy. So that's another lesson as well. So that kind of just shows you money is not everything. She was after money, she got it, and she has the money right there. But does she have any family relations? Does she have any good relations? She doesn't. Uske paas kuch hai bhi nahi, sawai paiso ke. So that's why she can't do anything with that money. Kiske saath apni khushi share karegi? Kiske saath karegi? She's broken inside. Even though that's kind of what the symbol is. That's kind of what that symbolized. Ab baad mein log ye bhi keh rahe the, yaar us check ka kya hua jo 2 crore ka check diya to wo kidhar
gaya? I think she rejected it.
She left it on the table. Yeah, right. She rejected it. Like, it was on the table, pe chhod diya tha, and then she took it. Oh, and that's okay. How she bought the flat back, right?
Apparently,
she
yeah.
was
yeah.
so Mavish. Stupid to have taken that check.
Yeah, Mavish took it. So then she bought the flat back.
Oh, God.
Right, right.
I mean, she showed everything that this girl needs only money.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the only problem with the drama. Okay? After that, it became black and white. Okay, jo bura hai, uske saath bura hi hoga. Jo acha hai, uske saath acha hi hoga. Yeah, right. And in reality, you know, real life isn't like that. Everybody's complex.
Yeah.
They made it too predictable at the end. They should have focused on something that's a little more realistic.
And also, there was a kid in the marriage. They, ek episode mein only, they call Danish and say that Rumi is not doing well in school and everything. And they said that he will be okay. He is my weakness or strength. That famous dialogue also. But it was just for a few minutes, na. But after that, Rumi was totally okay. Ammi se bhi baat kar raha hai. Abba ki shaadi kara raha hai. But how can a kid accept another woman in his house so quickly?
8 saal ka bachcha jo hai wo shaadi kara raha hai. Wow, bhai, kya baat hai? Like, literally, come on. That does not happen in real life.
He's just a teacher. Aur wo keh raha hai, hai ek ladki. Aur teacher ko samajh nahi aa rahi kaun si ladki hai. How can she be so stupid?
yeah. Hiramani ka role to bohot simplified.
Bohot simple, bohot
simplified. She just had one face. The whole drama, she just had the same face. Like, you know,
she has the same face.
The worried face.
Isme ek aur dusri cheez main lana chahta hu. Acha, ye jab inke saath masle ho rahe the, sari cheez masle ho rahi thi, inko sirf apna dost hi mila tha call karne ke liye, apni koi mama, chacha, koi family nahi hai inki. Like, literally, wo sab koi, matlab koi phuppo hoti hai, koi chacha hota hai, koi taaye hote hai, jiske paas aap ja sakte hain. I mean, if God forbid, if anybody in that situation, the last person they will call is their friend. They will call their family members first. That's all.
I will never call my friend like that. I will say, koi suggestion to milega nahi.
Haan, exactly.
I think that question ke family sari kahan pe, वो तब भी रेज होता है जब वो शादी तोड़ के एक रात में अचानक चली भी जाती है और हाँ. कहाँ होती है उसकी कोई वेयर अबाउट्स नहीं है कोई लड़के से नहीं पूछ रहा बेटा तेरी बीवी कहाँ है
आई थिंक देयर वाज नोबडी जब दानिश मर रहा था दे आल्सो डिडंट कॉल एनीबडी
तो मेरा ख्याल है दोनों के घर में कोई भी नहीं था
किसी को वो दिखाया वो बहुत ही आइसोलेटेड रहते हैं उसकी बस एक ही दोस्त है वो भी कहाँ गई दोस्त भी जो थी अनुषे जो थी उसकी वो पता नहीं उसका बहुत ही स्मॉल रोल था जो उसकी दोस्त अनुषे होती है
अनुषे वो वाली फ्रेंड थी जो अफेयर चलवाती है
दानिश
के लिए तो पहले बता दिया था दानिश ने कि मेरे कोई दोस्त नहीं है मैं तो जब भी तन्हा फील करता हूँ बटवा खोल के तुम्हारी तस्वीर देख लेता हूँ तो मैं सोचता हूँ
मेरे पास तुम हो
दी एंड
Mic drop. I started dropping that line on my wife too. Like, mujhe to kuch chahiye nahi. You know, this is all I need. And she gets. It doesn't work in real life. I'll let you guys know that much.
Drama mein
the banda dikhta to pigal jata hai. Real life mein koshish karo to bohi kaam karta.
Real life mein thoda wo cheesy sa ho jata
hai. Okay. Yeah. Valentine's Day aa raha hai na. So I was just like, I don't need anything. I really don't want anything. Mere paas to mostly that didn't work.
Now you can make a card na. Matlab print out nikal nahi. Mere paas tum ho ka.
yeah. yeah, actually, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Nice.
Achha, ek aur funny baat jo Khalil Rehman ne boli na in that interview I watched last night. Again, he seemed confused, like Hamza was kind of mentioning, right? So this journalist guy, Oves, he calls him out, ke aapne ye line istemal ki do take ki aurat, right? How do you explain that line, right? Why are you kind of demeaning women like that with that line? तो खलील रहमान ने रिस्पांस दिया आपको पता ही नहीं मैंने बोला क्या है आई डिड नॉट से 2% की औरत आई सेड 2% की लड़की एवरीबॉडी स्टार्टेड लाफिंग और फिर उसके बाद उनको वो होस्ट ने चांस ही नहीं दिया खलील रहमान को कि व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन
इसका मतलब क्या है लड़की और औरत मतलब क्या है
ही नेवर गॉट अ चांस टू एक्सप्लेन दैट ही नेवर गॉट अ चांस टू काइंड ऑफ
थैंक गॉड वरना वो कोई और ही कोई यू नो ही वुड हैव बॉट अप रीजनड इट विद समथिंग स्टूपिड एंड वी वुड ऑल बी लाइक व्हाट
या I mean, maybe it was just that an aurat is not an aurat, I guess, if she's do taki ki sirf ladki hi ho sakti hai, kyunki ladki is not as mature.
As a woman.
I don't know what he was trying to
do. I don't understand that. I felt Adnan Siddiqui and that was Salman ki wife, I only know about these two, that after the show has ended, they have said that I don't feel very proud of doing this project. And I was like, when you were doing it, you were given the script before, right or wrong?
But Nath Siddiqui said that.
Yeah, he said that. So I was like, you were such a senior artist. I cannot believe that you set pe aaye aur unhone kaha ki ye dialogue bol do aur aapko har roz dialogue milte the aur aap bolte the. Aapko script mili hogi, aapko pata hoga kya aap pad rahe. Aapko padhne se pehle nahi pata tha. When all the people started saying things, then you were like, oh, mujhe to apna acha wala character maintain rakhna hai. You know, my PR should be okay. So I would just tweet this.
अरे मुझे तो पता भी नहीं उसने ये कहा बोला भी
yeah. I did not catch where he said that actually. I know that one other actress said it.
Wo jo, Salman ki jo wife thi.
Salman ki wife thi, she said that. Rehmat Ajmal is her name.
She said that. And Adnan Siddiqui also said that. I don't know what he said, but the concept was that he's not proud of it and whatever. I didn't even read it. Mujhe itna gussa aaya. I was like,
no, wait. Myra, main article abhi dekh raha hoon. Idhar likha hua ki I will not say that I regret doing Mere Paas Tum Ho, Adnan Siddiqui.
Yeah.
Ye recent article to Adnan Siddiqui ne to nahi kaha. Hold on, I'm sharing it right now.
Acha ye jo samne cover.
Yeah, I may not agree with that, but that's his point of view and he has the right to say it.
Yeah, he explained, adding that Khalil Rahman and all the feminists are a part of this society. Yeah, actually, you know, this is a good topic to talk about. Ke actors or actresses ne kaise respond kiya is show ki controversy pe. We know Rehmat Ajmal's position. She said she regretted it. Because she did not know Khalil Rahman that well, I guess, when she signed up for this drama. Adnan Siddiqui ki position, it's kind of in the middle, right? Or Aiza Khan.
She is very happy about it.
Aiza Khan shared a post on her Instagram where she was just saying ke, she wrote a long post in Urdu. She was kind of defending her role.
Yeah, she was defending her role.
Kehti hai ke, you know, aurat bhi puri ho sakti hai.
So Adnan Siddiqui here is being very diplomatic. Now he's saying that he's not even clear about his stance. If he has done the project, if I would be in his shoes now, if I have done something, I would think 100 times before doing it. But if I have done it, I would take the responsibility. I would own that shit.
Yeah, exactly. अगर आपने एक project करना है तो आप पहले script तो पढ़ें भाई आप क्या करेंगे आपका role क्या होगा.
After that you're giving such diplomatic reviews, such confused statements.
There's an important thing to distinguish here. Is Adnan Siddiqui saying this about the drama? Is he saying this about Khalil Rahman's statements outside of the drama?
He's saying he does not regret the drama and he doesn't agree or disagree with the writer.
And
right. Kyunki controversy Khalil Rahman ki statements ki wajah se zyada hui hai.
Exactly.
Less so from the drama itself.
I think do takke ki aurat did not create that much hype until and unless Khalil Rahman opened his mouth.
Log to bahut khush the do takke ki aurat pe, like in the beginning.
Yeah.
When
so us pe to sahi
tha. Yeah, exactly, that's what I said.
Agar Khalil Rahman chup rehta na jab tak drama chal raha tha, I think it would have been no controversy.
And I think they also paid him a little ke chalo bhai kuch bol do, drama hype up hoga. But that's exactly my point na ke, if you have made a project and you think that this is what you want to show to the people, just say that this is how it is. Yehi dikhana hai humne. We don't care. We are not generalizing. We are not relating it to everybody. Jis tarah aap disclaimer dete na, aap ek disclaimer de dein aap drama se pehle ki ye kisi ko hum point out nahi kar rahe. This is just a story. This is a figment of an imagination or something like that. But then again, you come up on national television and then you start saying it ki aurat are on in two categories, achhi aur buri. This is where the problem starts.
If
it's just a story, to hum ab baat hoti stories ki, to kitni stories Pakistan mein aisi hain jo ki kitni messed up hoti hain. Hum sunte hain na, hamare pata nahi kaun kaun sunate rehte hain, baad mein pata lagta hai sach bhi nahi hai. Sar kata jin, पता नहीं कौन सा दरअ बाल खोल के मत जाओ, इस तरह की ये कोई असल कहानी है, बट ये होती है.
हाँ, इस तरह की कहानी तो बहुत सुनी है मैंने. हाँ, बाल खोल के मत जाओ वरना तो पता नहीं जिन चढ़ जाएंगे.
इवन तो हमारे बड़े जो होते हैं अपने बारे में, अपने बचपन के बारे में अजीबो गरीब बातें बताते रहते हैं. वी नो दैट देयर नॉट, इट्स नॉट ट्रू, देयर लाइंग, बट इट्स जस्ट अ स्टोरी. जस्ट मूव ऑन, हम वी कैन मूव ऑन विद इट नोइंग दैट इट्स जस्ट अ स्टोरी, बिकॉज देयर आर बुक्स ऑल्सो. कितनी बुक्स होती हैं, लाइक इतनी बुक्स होती हैं जो कि दुनिया में लोग लिखते हैं. यू कैन नॉट एग्री विद एवरीथिंग, बट इफ यू जस्ट रीड इट एज अ स्टोरी जस्ट फॉर टाइम पास, देन इट्स ओके. बट इफ यू स्टार्ट सेइंग कि ये उसकी वजह से हुआ है, इसकी वजह से, यू जस्ट स्टार्ट इम्पोजिंग योर थिंग्स ऑन अदर पीपल्स माइंड, देन इट क्रिएट्स अ प्रॉब्लम.
think when you talk about such issues, right? So agar aap is drama ko is tarah bhi dekh lete, agar Khaleelur Rehman would have been sensible enough, to ye bhi keh sakta tha ki yaar, there's a lot of dramas going on around about how men are not loyal, men are like portrayed as the negative source in every other story. So this is maybe a fresh touch, and maybe you should also know that men can also be, you know, matlab mardon ko ek achhi light mein bhi dikhaya ja raha hai ki jahan pe wo they're not as emotionally, you know, strong or anything. Matlab unko bhi zarurat hai, unko bhi rote hue dikhaya ki wo na mard ko dard nahi hota wala stereotype khatam karke ek aise insaan ko dikhaya jisko dard bhi hota hai, wo rota bhi hai, wo apni biwi se pyar bhi karta hai, wo apne bacche ka bhi khayal rakhta hai. और उसने ये भी नहीं कहा कि मैं अपने बच्चे का ख्याल नहीं रखूंगा, और उसने दूसरी शादी करने के लिए भी नहीं फौरन से तैयार हो गया कि नहीं मैं दूसरी शादी करूंगा, इसे प्यारी लेके आऊंगा, यू नो, इस तरह की किसी वेंजेंस में भी नहीं पड़ा. तो वो इस तरह भी इस चीज को क्या नाम है खत्म कर सकता था. बट लाइक एवरीबडी इज सेइंग कि अगर वो चुप रहता ना तो लाइक इट वुड हैव बीन लाइक अ ड्रामा जिसको देख के लोग कुछ एक्सपेक्टेशंस रख सकते थे कि मे बी दिस ड्रामा विल शेड लाइट ऑन टू समथिंग दैट इज हैपनिंग. But not many men can talk about it क्योंकि you know मर्दों को बोलने की भी इजाजत नहीं होती है इस बारे में, क्योंकि अगर वो बोलेंगे तो लोग कहेंगे ये क्या पागल वाली बात कर रहे हैं यार, छोड़ के गई है कोई और, फिर साले इस तरह का कोई सीन हो जाएगा. ये उस डायरेक्शन में जा सकता था ड्रामा, but then this drama literally took like a U-turn और उसने हमें वहीं पे उसी पॉइंट पे लाके खड़ा कर दिया जहाँ पे मर्द और औरत का इस तरह का कंपेरिजन हो रहा है, जहाँ पे मर्द को फिर एक सुपीरियर पावर में एक या दूसरे कैरेक्टर में दिखाया गया कि वो एक बंदे ने लिखा था कहीं पे कि ड्रामे के एंड तक शहवार साहब ही थे, बट महवेश दो टके की औरत से लेके ऐसी औरत भी हो चुकी थी जिसके मुंह पे थूक रहे थे लोग. लाइक उसको एक डायलॉग
ने कहा था कि तुम इतनी खूबसूरत हो कि तुम्हें देख के रश आते हो, पर तुम इतनी बदसूरत हो कि तुम पे थूकने का भी दिल
थूकने का दिल करता है. तो यू नो लाइक
हु सेड दैट टू हर?
Maham.
Shaiwar's wife.
When she came to give the money, na, then she said.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. Right. So like, to ye pura ek, wo pura ek round jo tha na, wo circle. Aap matlab you got back to square one, right? Aapke paas aur koi baat nahi hai karne ke liye, siwaye iske ke aurat jo hai wo kharab hai. Aur given itna sensitized, ye isliye bhi ho gaya kyunki aurte already hamari country mein bahut struggle kar rahi hain apne rights ke liye. Aur domestic rights ke liye to paglo ki tarah struggle kar rahi hain. तो उसके ऊपर अगर कोई ऐसा इन्फ्लुएंशियल बंदा आके बात करना शुरू कर दे और उसमें मर्दों की आवाज़ सुनाई ना दे रही हो, जिसमें कोई भी मर्द या फिर कोई भी जो मेल कैरेक्टर है वो बात ही ना कर रहा हो इस बारे में कि नहीं यार ये प्रॉब्लमैटिक है, क्योंकि उस पैनल के ऊपर जिसमें जिस भी पैनल में बैठ के खलीलुर रहमान बात करता है, उस पैनल में औरतें जो है वो सिर्फ किस हद तक उसको निगेट करती हैं कि जहाँ वो ताली नहीं बजाती हैं वो हंस के नीचे देखती हैं. द ओनली पर्सन, द ओनली वुमन हैव ever seen जो उसकी बातों को पर एक स्माइल भी दे रही थी और बहुत उसको अच्छे जवाब भी दे रही थी, वो ताहिरा अब्दुल्ला. And I was so happy कि यार ये बंदी like next level है. लेकिन बाकी औरतें क्या करें, because you can't do anything.
No, उसका जो इंटरव्यू था, that a girl was taking her interview, she was young and he was saying stuff in front of her and she was just making faces and she was laughing and she was like sir आप तो I was like ये क्या हो रहा है.
You don't have the authority to speak in front of such an influential person. I mean, I worked with Hum TV, right? So agar aap wahan pe jaake room mein baithte ho apne editor ke saath aur aapko pata lag jaye ki Khaleelur Rehman is coming, to matlab aapka mahol bahut different ho jata hai. It's frenzy because you know that somebody big is coming, somebody who writes amazing dramas is coming. Aapko usko accommodate karna hai. Fir aap niche script room mein jao, script padhna shuru karo. Kuch bahut achi script hoti hai jinko editors utha ke phenk dete hain. Kyun? Wo kehte hain bhai iski audience nahi hai hamare paas. Kyun audience nahi hai? Kyunki who wants to see a woman who is a doctor, who is self sufficient, who wants to do something for herself or who is standing up. Hame ek aisa drama chahiye jisme masala ho aur baat aisi ho ki aurat ro rahi ho aur mard ko kahin na kahin se superiority pe bitha dila ke. Not that it's bad, aap superior bitha do use, बट कहीं कहीं कंपेंसेट करने के लिए कुछ तो करो ना, कि औरत को कहीं तो किसी जगह पे एक ऐसा चेहरा दो कि उसको देख के इंसान खुश हो कि यार नहीं यार हमारी औरत, क्योंकि हमारे माशरे में हमारी औरतें कम काम नहीं कर रही हैं, हमारा माशरे में हमारी औरतें हर तरह की पार्टिसिपेशन दे रही हैं, पर जब हमारे मीडिया में ये पोर्ट्रेल नहीं होता ना तो फिर खलीलुर रहमान जैसे बंदे पे लिटरली फिर तप ही चढ़ती है.
यू आर एब्सोल्युटली राइट, बट देन आई थिंक हबीब और हमजा सेड इट दैट the masses, जो औरतें देखती हैं ना ये, उनकी अपनी जिंदगी में मसले हैं, they are also struggling with a lot of abuses in their marriages or in their house or daily life mein wo ki struggle hai. So they relate to these women jo ke ro rahi hoti hain TV pe.
Mm-hmm. Haan, to unko dikhaya to get out of it. How to come out of this dark hole. Aap is tarah
you cannot do that. Vinayal, you know that. You cannot do that. These are ye bahut sensitive topics hote hain. You cannot say two words and believe that the other person will get okay. It takes...
We've had dramas like Dhoop Kinare, man. Like, jahan
Dhoop
pe
Kinare was an amazing drama, okay? That was, yes. Nothing can compare.
Out
of the world drama type. So, matlab, Alpha Bravo Charlie mein Shehnaaz jaisi koi strong... Aaj tak Shehnaaz jaisa character, I have not seen. I have not even seen it in Bollywood ki film.
Right. You're right.
Jisne itni dignity ke saath apne Taya Abu ko Gulsher ke liye manaya. Itne pyar se. Itne maze se. Matlab, itni respect ke saath. Aur jo uska lehja tha, jo uski clothing thi, she was such a strong woman. Usne Faraz se shaadi nahi karni thi, usne end tak nahi ki shaadi.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But the problem is, how many women can relate to that?
You can take an example of Tanhaya, man. Like that woman, usko stress tha, usko anxiety thi, but usne, uske parents ki death hogi, she got up on her feet, got out of a relationship, and then usne apna empire banaya, aur usne apna ghar kharida, and then she started living with a family.
I totally agree with you that these things can happen, but you need resources, you need family support, you need people to support you, you need everything. It cannot happen. And if you, even if you're strong enough to go out alone, I totally believe that everybody is strong enough to go out alone and work everything and make their paths for themselves. But at the same time, I would say that you need resources. You need education.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people in Pakistan, especially women, they don't have education. And they don't have good education.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Ab thoda badal raha hai, lekin abhi bhi humara system aisa hai ki a girl usually needs a man in her life to kind of get around, get established, right?
Right.
Ya to husband ho, ya to father ho. Right. Yeah. That's still how our society is set up, unfortunately.
You know, I always wanted to do fine arts na because mera dimag painting wala tha. I was like, main creative banda hu, mere se nahi ek padhai shurai hoti. But my father was like, you will do a degree that is practical. I don't care if you're good at it or bad at it, but even if you, God forbid, if bad times come on you, you should be able to stand on your own feet.
Exactly. Yeah,
and that totally helped me. Even though I'm not, it's not like I am financially weak or something that I'm working outside, I'm doing a job, but it gives me a sense of power. It gives me a power. It's my life. My personal or private life do alag alag cheez hai. Private and social life are two different things. But that is something wo to mere abba ne mujhe push kiya na. At end, mere abba ne mujhe push kiya. But bahut sari ladkiyon ke saath aisa nahi hota hai. Or I'm not talking about very true na, kyunki ab
very true.
If I would say, I would talk about ke जो जिनके इतने रिसोर्सेज नहीं होते या जो इतने फाइनेंशियली उनका ये होता है बच्चियों की शादी कराओ बच्चियों की शादी कराओ बच्चियों की शादी कराओ. आई टोटली एग्री, शादी होना जरूरी है. शादी इज ऑल्सो अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल फेज ऑफ लाइफ, एवरीबडी शुड एंजॉय इट. बट बिफोर दैट, बिफोर हैविंग अ शादी, बिफोर बिकमिंग अ वाइफ, बिफोर बिकमिंग अ डॉटर और मदर और सिस्टर, वट एवर, हु आर यू? आप क्या हो? आप अकेले स्टैंड आउट, बट वट इज योर नेम? मैं मायरा हूँ. आई एम अलोन, वट एम आई? मैं हूँ, मैं कह सकती हूँ, आई एम अ लॉट ऑफ स्टफ, आई हैव अचीव्ड अ लॉट ऑफ स्टफ, नॉट ऑल ऑफ इट, बट अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, वट एवर आई हैव इट इन माई हैंड एंड इट्स माई ओन एंड इट इज गिवन टू मी बाय माई फादर.
या राइट,
बट लाइक माई पॉइंट इज दैट मीडिया इन एवरी सोसाइटी इज ए सोर्स ऑफ एजुकेशन, राइट? सो इफ ए स्टोरी लाइक मायराज स्टोरी वेयर अ फादर वॉज एन इंस्पिरेशन और वॉज the backbone for a girl and asked her, ki nahi bete, you have to study because this is going to help you in the future. So what if you have a story like that? But then aap relate karane ke liye phir ye story nahi dikhaoge, aap ye story educate karne ke liye dikhaoge. Mera jo kehne ka matlab hai, woh sirf itna sa hai ki agar drama educate karne ki taraf chale jayen, de jaise ye mere paas tum ho, like somebody said ki ये एक अच्छा ड्रामा भी बन सकता था जहाँ ये केस कस्टडी की तरफ चला जाता या कोई मर जाता या कोई कत्ल चतल हो जाता. इट कुड हैव बीन लाइक दैट थिंग टू.
देयर इज अ ड्रामा जो कि बिल्कुल साथ साथ चल रहा है ना. आपने कहा रुसवाई चल रहा है एंड रुसवाई के साथ साथ अलिफ भी चल रहा है, बट देयर नॉट गेटिंग एनी अटेंशन एट ऑल. मेरे पास नमो के आगे कुछ भी नहीं चला है. इन द एंड इट्स द ऑडियंस हु हैज टू एक्सेप्ट. वो एक्सेप्ट करने के लिए तैयार नहीं है.
हाँ, वो जो मैंने शुरू में बात की थी कि हमारी आवाम जो है ना वो इन्हीं ड्रामों से खुश है. मतलब उनको अगर आप उनको थोड़ा डिफरेंट सा मटेरियल दे देंगे ना, वो उस चीज से वो कनेक्ट नहीं कर पाते. तो वो बात होती है ना कि व्हाट इज योर ऑडियंस वांट. what is your audience happy with?
Exactly. If I will go outside, my sari achievements ek side pe hongi. But the first question will be like, 4 saal, no baby. This question irritates me. I'm like, ye bande ki apni choice bhi ho sakti hai. But then again, you think ke yehi meri identity hai, nothing else?
Yeah, yeah.
So that Alif chal raha hai. Alif is such a nice drama. Usme bhi kitni do stories chal rahi hain. The teen stories chal rahi hain. Ruswai is such a nice drama. Usme ladki ko dikhaya bechari ghar se husband se kitni abuse ho rahi hai. But I think she will. I don't know how it will end. But abhi jo maine uska trailer dekha, usme ye hai ki she will stand up for her own rights and everything. I hope it ends well. But abhi tak to yehi hai. But it is getting no attention at all.
No, she got, I think she got like an award for it right now. And a lot of people are loving, going crazy after it.
And awards are what happens. People are not talking about it. When you start talking about it on Instagram or on Facebook, then it's popular.
Yeah, Alif ki baat kar rahi ho ki Ruswai ki in this case? Ruswai, yeah. Nahin, Ruswai nahin maine dekha abhi. Alif, I've started watching a few episodes. Yeah.
Alif is beautiful.
Haan, main ek dusra point lena chahata tha ki hamare drama to bahut acche bante hain. लेकिन हमारी जो फिल्म इंडस्ट्री है ना वो याद है जब खुदा के लिए निकली थी बैक इन 2008
दैट वाज अ रे ऑफ होप
दैट वाज अ स्टार्ट ऑफ रिवाइवल या
दैट वाज लाइक अ रिवाइवल ऑफ पाकिस्तानी सिनेमा दैट्स व्हाट उसको डब किया गया था रिवाइवल ऑफ पाकिस्तानी सिनेमा लेकिन उससे अगले साल ना एक फैमिली बनी थी हॉलीवुड में ठीक है ना तो कौन सा रिवाइवल हुआ पाकिस्तानी सिनेमा का वो मूवी खुद अच्छी थी वो मूवी काफी अच्छी थी अब दो तीन कुछ अब एयर वाइफ फिल्म बनाते रहते हैं अब एयर वाइफ फिल्म मूवी बनाते रहते हैं हम फिल्म बनाते हैं लेकिन वो मूवीज जो है ना वो बॉलीवुड के लेवल पे जरा हिट नहीं होती
The thing is, अगर हमारी सारी movies जो है ना, the problem again I would say is the हमारी industry is facing huge identity crisis. भाई आपका जो culture है, जो आपकी चीजें हैं, why you not proud of it? Show that आप क्यों westernize कर रहे हो हर चीज?
Exactly. और ये चीज पता है कब? जब मैंने वो movie देखी थी, भी वार नहीं थी जिसमें मीशा सफी थी और अली अकबर वगैरह थे, वो आधे ज़्यादा उसमें English बोल रहे हैं. ओ भाई English क्यों बोल रहे हैं? Why are you speaking English?
I saw that Tifa in Trouble. मैं रह रही हूँ ना जर्मनी में बस लाइक यार ये कौन से शहर में जाके अंग्रेजी में बात कर रहा है कोई बात नहीं करता अंग्रेजी में
हाँ एग्जैक्टली वो जो आर्मी वॉर में जो आर्मी का जनरल है वो भी अंग्रेजी में बात कर रहा है वो जो मीटिंग रूम में बैठे हुए हैं वो भी सारी अंग्रेजी में बात हो रही है अच्छा इमेज मैं अगर आपने वो एपिसोड सुनी होगी मैं जिसमें सीवी हुमायूं में जो मैंने हबीब ने की थी 3-4 महीने पहले उसमें मैंने एक बात की थी जो कॉम्प्लेक्स की बात की थी ना जो आपने शुरू में भी बात की थी इसके बारे में जो कॉम्प्लेक्स की बात आती है कि हम अंग्रेजों की हमारी जो हुकूमत थी वो अंग्रेजों में थे अंग्रेज हमारे पर हुकूमत करते थे वो हमारे वो जो सुपीरियरिटी और इन्फीरियरिटी कॉम्प्लेक्स है ना वो अभी तक से गया नहीं है तो वो अभी तक से वही रहता है
हमारी रूट्स के अंदर तक जा चुका है जो मर्जी कर लो
एग्जैक्टली अगर आप इंग्लिश बोलेंगे तो फिर आपको बहुत पाकिस्तान में भी अगर आप इंग्लिश बोलेंगे तो फिर आपको बहुत बड़ी चीज समझा जाएगा अगर आप उर्दू बोलेंगे तो आपको पेंडू समझा जाएगा It's just the way it is. I mean, yeah, matlab,
like I yearn for people who speak nice Urdu, jinko adab, adib, thode is tarah ke log ho na, mujhe mil jaye, I would sit in their feet and say, mujhe sikhaye, I want to learn.
Sahi baat hai.
But Bilkul. English being an international language, because it's very easy, I'm very thankful that I know that. But at the same time, I'm shameful that I don't know my own language that well.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I once was talking to like, Comics by Arsalan. I was talking to him and I said you should really do Usad Parvaz Janoon release hone wali thi and there was this trailer and I asked him like you should do this a review for that and he said you know Pakistani cinema ghisiya maar rahe let them be and I think since that wo ghisiya hi maarta ja raha hai uske paas koi kaam nahi
hai because this movie came wo jo thi Fahad Mustafa aur Mehvish Hayat ki jisme unki behan ki shaadi hui thi kya ye jo that was on dowry
हमारा
कल्चर इज एम्बेडेड इन दैट मूवी is a very nice movie if I would because my mother-in-law is a converted Muslim and she never watches stuff like that so I censor value cheeze hoti hai na maine send karti hu so I recommended this movie to her I said this is a Pakistani culture if you want to watch it it's very nice
great acha is film ko lekin mein kaafi time ho gaya hai lekin what do you guys think about khuda ke liye
very nice
it's very nice right
It was amazing.
I thought it was a good attempt back then. Like, it was, main yahi point par kehna chahta tha ki khuda ke liye came out in 2007.
Yeah, right. And us hisab se theek thi.
Now, that same year, 2007, Shaan ne ek aur film bhi ki thi. Actually, he did like 5-6 movies that year. One year, pata nahi kis tarah karta. But anyway, in that same year, he did another movie, which my uncle fell in love with. Punjabi film thi wo.
Oh, aur
uska naam tha Potra Shahida.
Kya?
Theek hai? Potra Shahida.
Potra Shahida.
Potra Shahida.
Okay.
Yeah.
Achha, ek aur drama bhi hai, agar jo hum, just hum sab relate kar sakte hain. Uska naam hai, main shayad aapne logon ne dekha ho, Jackson Heights.
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, we gotta watch that. I think that's something that, you know, you can relate to, and all of us who have lived abroad from outside of Pakistan, they can definitely relate to that. It basically revolves around four people, and it just shows their lives. They're who come from Pakistan. It shows their lives about, you know, what the difficulties they go through living in the U.S. and stuff like that. So, good drama. Good drama.
Anyway, the issue with Potra Shahida is what I don't know if you guys have seen any Punjabi movies, like Purani Punjabi film in Pakistan.
Oh, there's a Mola Jatt.
Chuniya dekhi thi maine ek dafa.
Haan, Chuniya, exactly like Chuniya too. This was exactly the same type of movie, or camera quality itni gandi thi, like you could not see what was happening. And the story was so dumb too. Or acting, like Shaan is such a good actor.
He's educated. And why
but if you saw his acting that same year, like usi saal usne ek aur film ki, and his acting was so like exaggerated and over the top. Because wo bandook haath mein pakad ke na usne wo style marna hota hai chhati khol ke. It was so weird. Or even up till 2007, we were making movies like that.
We still are.
Masla Punjabi filmo ka nahi hai. I think I'm sure there's an audience for that, because my uncle was in love with that.
Yeah, we still have an audience.
Huge audience.
Lekin ek baat hai yaar, ek baat hai ki humne do Oscar jeete hain. Ye baat to hai.
Really? Nahi, kaun si?
Wo Sharmeen Obaid Chinoy
got it for, but that was.
Usne documentaries banayi hain.
This is not a movie. That's a documentary. Yeah, because aadhe logon ne to dekhi bhi nahi hai wo documentaries. Kisi ko nahi pata.
Haan, lekin phir bhi Oscar to jeeta hai.
People actually shame her for even voicing whatever was happening. Log keh rahe the ki isne Pakistan ka sirf negative image portray kiya hai tabhi ise Oscar mila hai. Achhi baat portray karti to kaun sa Oscar milna tha?
You know what? We as a nation, we are very emotional. Hum itne emotional ho jate hain har cheez ke bare mein.
And
we directly relate directly to Islam. Pata nahi hame kya masla hai bhai. Islam, politics and Islam are two different things na. Har cheez ko se relate karke abhi Sarmat Khusat ka bechare ka ek मूवी आने नहीं दे रहा कोई भी.
जिंदगी तमाशा
उसने पूरी पोस्ट लिखी है दैट आई एम इतने अरसे से मैं काम कर रहा हूँ.
एंड इट्स एक्चुअली वेरी ब्यूटीफुल मूवी. लाइक उसको रिलीज नहीं होने दे रहा.
Isn't that movie also about, it's like some Molvi issue or something?
No, it's not gonna be.
One of my friends was telling me about it.
It's probably going to be about how one very religious person or scholar did something very wrong. Probably वो किसी बहुत ही controversial video में आया है. मेरे हिसाब से जो मैंने ट्रेलर देखा उसका, उसमें वो किसी वीडियो में आया है और वो कोई उसमें ना वो डांस वांस हो रहा है तो वो वहां पे बैठा हुआ है और उसकी वजह से लोग जो हैं वो उसको कहेंगे कि पूरी जिंदगी तो तुमने बड़ा पोर्ट्रे किया है कि तुम बड़े रिलीजियस हो और इवेंचुअली यू आर लाइक सीन विद सच पीपल तो तुम लाइक उसको बहुत उसकी लान तान होती है बहुत ज्यादा तो इवेंचुअली वो होगा. मसला यहाँ पे ये है कि लोग कह रहे हैं कि दाढ़ी वाले को दिखाया है आपने और उसका एक डायलॉग है जो बहुत कॉन्ट्रोवर्शियल है जिसमें वो कहता है फिर लगाऊं नारा. And I think that people are taking it ke probably wo blasphemy ki taraf ja rahe hain. Wahan se controversy, TTLP, whatever. Sorry, not TTP. But Tehreek-e Labbaik jo hai, wo unhone thoda sa create kiya hai, thoda sa issue.
Tehreek-e Labbaik ka wo jo leader hai, he said, over my dead body, this movie will be released.
Ek aur wo bhi to thi ek, Main Hoon Shahid Afridi. Wo bhi nikli thi.
I
think Pakistani movies just have to decide ke, like, a lot of movies try to go to the Bollywood direction. We will complete this conversation in our next episode, number 49, with Hamza, Myra, and Manahil. Did you enjoy this episode and this discussion format? Share your feedback with us on Instagram or email. Find all the links on our website, popcore.com. And of course, if you're enjoying Popcore as a whole, remember to subscribe on whichever app you're using to tune in and leave a review as well. We will see you next time. Khuda hafiz.